Hi there. Welcome back to this podcast series, Let's Get Working by The Mind Matter. I am your host, Binal, and this podcast is focused entirely to guide you on shaping your career. Through this series, the aim is to help you not just find your career, but also build it step by step, right from what skills you need, capabilities to build, qualifications to pursue, and scope of your line of work. Now, just a little backstory before I reveal today's topic. Think of a time 20 years down the line. How did you buy things? You went to a shop or a market and you handpicked the things that you wanted. Now move 5 years ahead, that is 15 years back. You could call your local grocer or a shop owner or a vendor and you could buy essential items while other lifestyle things such as fashion, home and related products had to be bought in person. You could have things delivered at your place. Now, cut to let's say 10 years down the line. Internet and instant messaging boomed. We could order things, various things over WhatsApp and Messenger, right? And cut to 5 years down the line. We have dedicated applications to order things, to even experience them at the comfort of your own home. You name it and you will get it. From essentials to lifestyle commodities, everything can be accessed through multiple apps and you will have it delivered at a place and a time you want. So yes, today's topic is e-commerce. We are going to discuss about a wholesome career in e-commerce management. Let's first define e-commerce. E-commerce, that is, electronic commerce, is the buying and selling of goods and services or the transmitting of funds or data over an electronic network, primarily the internet. These business transactions occur either as business to business or business to consumer or consumer to consumer or consumer to business. There's a lot more to e-commerce business than just fashion, food, and home. You could even build your own business or even manage an e-commerce business based on your interest and skill sets. Now, as we always speak first, let's look at some questions to ask yourself to truly understand if you would be inclined towards a career in e-commerce or not. First, do you understand tech language and are you interested in the engineering bit of it? Second, are you inclined towards numbers, logic, and analytics to understand user and customer experience? Third, how do you deal with multitasking? And fourth, are you innovative and can you communicate ideas clearly? The reason for asking you these questions is for you to understand that e-commerce is a very, very dynamic career. It's volatile, and volatility can only be answered through disruption of creativity. Hence, you as an individual should not only be keenly interested in technology, but also be someone who can manage the execution part of it. Now let's look at various ways e-commerce businesses work. B2C, which means business to consumers. An e-commerce channel that connects a business's product range directly to be bought by its target consumers. For instance, Zara, H&M, Fab India, fashion brands that have their own e-commerce website and application to browse apparels, order from, and deliver it. B2B, business to business. Let's understand this with an example. For a company who lists its products on Amazon for Business, and then Amazon enlists the products for its consumer base to explore and order from, this e-commerce system is called B2B. Can you think of such other companies in India that work on the B2B e-commerce line? Financial exchange e-commerce. Payment gateways and online payment links are growing tremendously in today's non-cash culture. These can be further categorized as B2B, a payment gateway specific for other companies or individuals to receive payment from, or B2C, where consumers can opt to make payment to an individual or an enterprise through the online app. Others include business-to-business data interchange, analytics for e-commerce through data gathering, currency exchange e-commerce sites, pre-tailing for launch of new products, affiliate e-commerce marketplaces, and many, many more. The reason you need to understand the various lines of e-commerce is for you to gain clarity on its functionality, business dynamics, and more, so that you will understand which line of business in e-commerce management would you fit into. Today, there's an e-commerce enterprise set up for everything you can name under the sun. For travel, for retail, for essential commodities, for food and entertainment, for deals, for electronics, for home decor, for education, for everything. It has grown massively and continues to grow at a mammoth rate, which only means that an individual has n number of opportunities in e-commerce to pursue. Now let's look at the various functions of e-commerce management as a career. First, product developer, a role that involves the creation of the app or the website with suitable user experience and user interface, which is technologically above the mark, up to date with the current demand, as well as innovative to pave way for newer experiences. Next, product lifecycle management. Now, this is a master of all trades kind of a role. It involves a person who manages all the stakeholders right from the product listing to product order to product delivery. A professional in this role will work to ensure that the product journey to reach the consumer is not just right, but it is a seamless experience with an aim to build brand's credibility and loyalty. Customer experience designer. Think of any e-commerce app or website you used. What was your experience like? Right from the notifications to assistance to product quality and delivery, how was it? If it was great, you have the customer experience designer to thank for, because that is exactly his or her job, to make the front-end stakeholder, that is the consumer, find the right thing on the e-commerce portal and get it delivered. Marketing, content and branding. You see the notifications you get? Don't those words lure you into exploring things on the app? How do you find the infographics on the app? Don't you look at them and they appeal to you for that one more add to cart thing? Well, yes, that's what the marketing, content and branding professional is working towards in an e-commerce company. Next, data analytics. I have spoken about this as a wide career line in an entirely separate episode. It's episode number 3 if you wish to explore it further. But in e-commerce, what data scientists do is derive at essential business decisions through analytics as a base on various fronts. Consumer analytics, product feedback, user experience analytics, and a lot more. Next, supply chain management. A professional in this line of e-commerce is the backbone for the company's success. Imagine, you could have tons of new products and consumers waiting for it to be delivered to, but no logistical arrangement in place to make the transaction a complete success. This is exactly what the role of a supply chain operations manager involves: to develop systems and processes so efficient that the product reaches a widespread consumer base in a dedicated time of completion. Financial management. Perhaps something as a career line that neither needs an introduction nor an explanation. Every e-commerce organization needs a team of strong financial acumen people to make the business a profitable venture. Financial management includes payments, offers, product development, logistical costs, and lots more. So these were the 7 lines of departments in an e-commerce organization that are front-end specific. That is, it deals with product and consumer management. Since e-commerce companies have become extensively diverse, every role mentioned above has sub-roles and sub-departments that focus on one aspect. For instance, someone into marketing and branding could be into content designing, social media management, visual merchandising, or any other such subcategories in the same team itself. Now let's look at the academic front of this. What do you need to pursue for getting your qualifications sorted? Post your 12th boards as per the Indian curriculum. You can opt for BTech and MTech further if you wish to get into product development or lifecycle management as a career. If you wish to pursue UI UX designing specifically, there are a wide number of courses available from reputed institutes to get a degree from. For someone who wishes to pursue the sphere of marketing, branding in e-commerce, a degree in mass media is a must. You can top it up with specific certifications from India or abroad to enhance your scope of work. For supply chain and finance as lines of career, you can go for BBA, Bachelor's in Business Administration, followed by MBA into a specific specialization of either supply chain and operations or finance to pursue a job in the same field. There are numerous highly credible courses available online, such as that from UpGrad, which is India's largest online higher education company. Also, other courses online from some of the premier B schools in India, IIMs, ISB, and others for you to explore, get certified, and build your scope of career. There is immense demand right now in e-commerce for you to pursue. Excited to start a career in e-commerce management? This was just a gist of what this career option looks like. If you still wish to consult an expert to guide you into building your career path and be a mentor to you, go check out my website, www.themindmatter.net. Look up at the services and sessions offered, and you can get in touch with me. I hope this podcast episode brings you some clarity if you wish to pursue e-commerce management as a career option. Keep following me on Instagram at @Binal_themindmatter. Look out for the logo as per the image on the episode cover, and you can get daily updates on skill development and mindset mentoring. See you in the next episode.